accepted upon himself what Bezdin did was the right thing, and we have nothing against you and nothing against the Edom. Now, v'lehoyu misablin, a person that was killed through Bezdin, there's no mitzvah, no din avelim, avelis. The kravim do not sit shiva. Avel einanin, but the din einanin, kozman is no kfura that the potter for mitzvahs, that applies. Sheina ninus elabalev, because aninus is not like you're giving cover so much, Rashi explains. There's no din avelis, kideshite bizyoine kapara. The more embarrassment they have, that will be a kapara for them. El einanin, Bilvad, we can only be oinin for them. The ain't that covenant lahorak. That's not called giving respect back to the mace. The ain't kaparosin nimnas pekach. We do not stop his kapara. In other words, it's really for his sake that we're not sitting shiva. Because when we sit shiva, we're giving the person cover, we're giving respect. And the other person, now the rabbi, needs a more kapara, so we take away the respect. But aninus, that's only belay, that's okay. Turn around, we're like this. Ilo nemar chet vitolisa. If the apostle would have just said on a chet, on a vera, we hang him. Mm-hmm. I would say toila noisoi. That's first we should hang him. V'yachakach mamisa noisoi, and then we kill him. Because maybe first we have to hang him up. And the way we just learned, the hanging really doesn't kill him. The hanging is just his arms are hung up. Everybody should see him. So maybe first there's a mitzvah to hang him, and then we kill him. Kiderach shamalchus oisoi. That's the way the wicked kings do. That they first hang you and then they kill you. Tamalem, the apostle says no. For humas. That means Mamisa Noisai, first Bezdin gives you the Misa you deserve, whether it's Skila, they give you Skila, the Achakach Telo Noisai. And after the Skila, after he's dead, then they hang him up. Haketzad, Mashiach Noisai, how does Bezdin act that day, when Bezdin already knows that they have to wait overnight, and the next day they still have to count, so we're going to Paskin the Chi of Misa. So what do? They do not give the Psak right away in the morning. But rather, Kate said, how does Bezdin act that day? Mashiach Noisoi at Samach L'Shkiyah Sachama. They wait to give out the Psak, the verdict, until close to Shkiyah, until an hour before Shkiyah. The Goyrim Ezdinoi. And then they give out the verdict that he's Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Skila. Or Mamisa Noisoi. And they go fast and stone him right away, before Shkiyah. The Yachakach Telo Noisoi. And then right after he's dead, after the Skila, then they take him, tie up his hands and hang him up. And echad kosher, one person comes and ties him. The echad matir, and one person unties him. In other words, it's done fast. K'dei lekayim mitzvah tliya. In order to mekayim this mitzvah tliya, which is only miyad, a little bit we have him hanging. That's all. It's like a mitzvah to hang him, but not that we really want him to stay there, like we said before. Because really, it's a klala, it's a curse to Hashem. So we don't want him to be there. So we do it miyad, and it's all done before Shkia, in order that they bury him that day, right after the Tliya, to take him down and bury him, Shnabiyavu Leisalim. Rashi says, Echad Keshid Echad Matik Kloimar, and show you spend time, we do not wait. Right away, as soon as somebody hangs him up, right away we take him down. Tana Rabbonim, 8, it says in the Pasuk 8, so you hang him on an 8. Tree, Shemei Ani, from this I would hear, Bein Betolish Bein Mechubar, whether the tree is growing, or whether it's a beam, it's okay. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, Talmud, no, ki kovar, you have to bury it. You have to bury the tree also. So dashing like this, mi shein amachusir el kfur, it has to be a beam that you could just take it out and bury it. But yosa zev, it's a tree, a live tree, shemachusir katsitzo kfura. First you're going to have to chop down the tree and then bury it. So you cannot use a tree. We have yosiyema further. Mi shein amachusir el kfur, it has to be a beam that's not even stuck into the ground, but just leaning against the wall. Why? Because it's mashma, you have to bury it right away. So nishen mechusar ela kfura. But yotzer of Yosiel is going to be stuck into the ground. She mechusar tlisha ukfura. You're going to have to first uproot it. True, you don't have to cut it down, but you stuck it deep into the ground. You have to pull it out. It takes time also. That's Rabbi Yosi Shrit in the Mishnah that this beam is not stuck into the ground, but just leaning against the wall. For Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do with this? And they say no, the beam should be stuck into the ground. They hold tlisha lavkloni. Time to uproot, pick it up again, that's nothing. If you have to cut the tree, that's called a new action. But just picking it up, that's nothing. So therefore they hold, it has to be true, a beam and not a growing tree, but the beam could be stuck into the ground. Climate, then it says, with name Mazet Tolim, with name Shabeirach. That's the reason why we don't let him stay there too long, because people are going to talk and say, why is this person hung, what is he doing here? Because he cursed Hashem to start saying over what he said, that's not nice. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Meir. I'll give you a mashla, I'll give you an example of what's going on here. Lama David, what is this like? Lishnei Achim, two men. You have two twins, two brothers, twins. Bir Achas live in the same city. Echad minu melech, one became the king of the city. The Echad Yosalistus, one became the king of the robbers, became a robber. So what did the king do now? Tziba melech v'tzalu. The king had to give an order to kill his brother. His brother was caught to be a robber. He had to kill him. Now, and what did he do? He hung him up. Kol harei, whoever saw the twin, kol harei yosai, oimer, ha-melech tolui. Whoever saw the twin up to hang, everybody thought, the king is hanging. It wasn't nice for the king. So what did the king do? Tziba melech v'ridu. The king had to take him down. See, also, like a person is a tzelem of a kin, every person is a tzelem of Hashem. So the person's hanging, it's not nice for Hashem. So Hashem says, take him right down. I'm Rabbi Meir. My mash, I'm Rabbiya, command the yom. No, so Rameya says, when Hashem sees what's going on, he also feels bad. And he says, kalani means like kali, like it bothers me also. So my mash, what does the word kalani mean? I'm Rabbiya, command the yom, kalless. Rashi. Kalless means any kal is not light, it's not so simple to see a person be killed. Right, kalless. Amalei Ravim came and saw, cover the light, Rashi. Should have said, rather, my head is hard. Or else, cover the light, it's heavy. Or else, my Zeroy is heavy on me. Like, it bothers me, Boilei. Ela Raza Amar Rava. What does Hashem mean, Kalani? Command the Yama, kill the Alma. Like, nothing bothers me, nothing else bothers me, Rashi. Mechana Vienna, Rachel Lahaske, Kvedis Vyatsman. You mean to say the opposite. He's saying, kill the Alma. Everything is easy. What he means to say is, though, the opposite, everything is bothering me. But the Mara Hami Boilei Lagufe. That no, from the word kill us, we need the word kilalas to say what's going on here. The Ramei is dashing, Hashem is saying the word kali for the word kilalas. But we need the Lagufa Rashi says, Loima to teach us, Shamegada Fatliya. For Minaya Fin Lachrini. Here we should learn out all other mises of a skila, or else like Avodah Zarah deserves to be Tliya. Im Kaim Ne Makro Mekalo. My kilalas, what's the lesson of kilalas? To teach us what Hashem is saying. For the Marviyama, let's say, Kula Hoch Yudiyasa, Im Kaim Ne Makro Kilas. My kilalas shaminatarti. Learn out two things from here. And not only the way Hashem feels, but who I did, other people should also be hung also. Now, v'loi zubavad. Om Rav Yechon, Mishun Roshim Ben Yechoi. Minayin l'mala nes meisai shevro lo b'loi. Say, how do you know if somebody leaves over his mace, does not bury him the same day he's over lav? Maybe here the Pasuk is only talking about a chiyuv skila, and a tliya, but a regular person not. Talmud 11, the Pasuk says, ki kova tikparenu, that no, you're supposed to go and bury him. Rashi says, Mirubuya Doros Kol HaMeisim. Double Lashon, Kova Tikperenu, not only here a mace that received skila, but any mace. Any mace, any Jewish mace, is a mitzvah to bury him the same day. Mikan, from here we learn out, Lamalan es mace, if somebody leaves over his mace, Shoiva Beleisa says, is over laugh. Ik of the army, some say, Omer Reb Yechle Mishum Hashem Ben Yechoi. Rem is Lekfura Min HaTorah Minayin. Where's the mucker in the Torah that there's a mitzvah Kfura, after somebody dies, there's a mitzvah to bury him in the ground? Shinema, the Talmud 11, the Pasuk says, Kikova Tikparenu. Here's the Mikan Remez Lekfura Min HaTorah. Here's the Remez, you're supposed to bury somebody. Here's the only time the Torah says, Kova Tikparenu, go and bury him. Omer Le Shavu Malkala Rav Chama. Shavu Malkala, the king, asked Rav Chama. Kikura Min HaTorah Minayin. He asked him, a guy asked him, how do you know you're supposed to bury somebody? Ishtar kept quiet, Liam Lamid, he had nothing to answer. He did not know, he couldn't show him a clear proof in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to be buried. Omer Rav Achra by Yaakov. Im Sarauma Biyodet Tipshoi. Like he got angry at Rav Chama. How come he didn't answer him back? Was the world given over to Tipshoi, to fools? Because really you should have answered. You should have said Kikover. You should have said this Pasuk. Yeah, you should have said the Pasuk we just said Kikover Tikbrenu. So from there we see you have to bury. See, Murray answers back no. Dilma Delevet Le Oron. Maybe all it means, kikover means you have to make him a coffin. Tikparenu, so I says the word tikparenu, it's an extra word. So that's like an extra word, so we want to be marba kfura, le marshmalay, to a guy, he wouldn't understand this. You can't tell him this. Rashi says, Televele Oren Aval Kfura Soritz, le mishtamalay minay. You'll only know from this pasuk you have to put him in a coffin. But it has to be buried in the ground, you don't hear. Lochele Yomalay, that's why I didn't answer from this pasuk. Why? Marzai, it's a ribui. It says, cover tikparenu, it's a ribui. Mishani le mashmale liyakim le mehevich roshim ribui. A guy will not take this. Hey, the Torah doesn't say it. You're telling me from a ribui, they don't hold from ribuyim. That's why Rav Chama did not answer him back. The name of Emara, me the ikbar tzadike, I receive Avram Avinu. The Torah says they buried Avram, Avram Yisrael Yaakov, they talk about the kvura. So he answered back, no, min hoge b'yalma, it's only a nice minig to do, but not that you're mechuyev to do it. Me the kovra kodesh baruch hu l'moisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe, the Lelishtanim min Haga, same thing, Hashem did not want to change from the Minig. But maybe it's only a Minig, not the real Halacha. Toshima, V'softu lo'i kol Yisrael, V'kibru oisai, it says there in the Melachim that they buried him. Again, the Lelishtanim min Haga, it only means they didn't want to change from the Minig. La Yisbav la Yikru l'daimah, mash v'rishoyim there, you're not supposed to bury, Alpnei Adama, Yiyu, Samar says, L'shtanim and Hug again, since they were rishoyim, we want to change from the mini. But again, not that they're such a mitzvah. That's what the... Yeah. Now, but Koponim, you couldn't prove it to the guy, but Avada, we dash in a ribui, Kovotik Perenu, that is the real makor to say, there's a mitzvah kfura. Now, we both have a question like this. Kfura, that is there's a mitzvah to bury somebody. Mishum bizyonihu, as the pshat is, we don't want him to be mevuzah, shouldn't be embarrassed. It's an embarrassing thing that his body rots away, so therefore it's a mitzvah to bury him. Or mishum kapara, or else it's an Indian, he'll have his kapara. Like we take him away, nobody can see him, that's a kapara for him. Lamai nasmina, what's the difference? The person before he dies leaves over at Savu, I do not want to be buried. It's because it's an embarrassment, so it's not only to him, it's the whole mishpacha. It's not nice that you see a body right away. So therefore, it's not only for him, it's for the whole mishpacha. We do not listen to him, and therefore we bury him. But we have a mishum kapara, the only reason is that a person himself should receive a kapara forgiveness. He says he does not want one, so then we will not have to bury him. That's the shayla. My, what's the locha? Toshma coming here. Mediikma tzadike, because they bury tzadikim. Iyamim mishum kapara, if it's only because of a forgiveness, tzadik le kapara tzricha, to tzadikim need a kapara, to have minariz that tzadikim, they don't need a kapara. In no, the chsiv still, even a tzadik needs a kapara. Why? The pasuk says, Adam ayin ain't tzadik boris, asher yasa tev lo yechta. Every tzadik has at least one chet, so therefore he needs his kapara. So even a tzadik would also need the mitzvah's kura. Toshma, the soft lo call Yisrael, the kabroi site. V'yamrit ki hekut have like kaparas, his kapara, hanech nami likru. It says there that some they buried, but the Rishoyim they did not bury. So why not? The Rishoyim, they also needed a kapara.
Like Tamara says, ki hekut have a lu kapara, like for the Rishoyim also it should be a kapara of forgiveness. So where it says no, hide the heavy, the kish should be, hide the heavy tzaddik, who to have a kapara. But hanech lo have a lu kapara, only for the tzaddik should it be a kapara. But for the Rishoyim, they are Hashem did not want them to have this kapara. Rashi said, "Leikru, lenichle lekadosh baruch hu to have a kapara. Lefi shaf al pesach kivram lehirchayshim. They will not do tshuva even al pesach kivram." All right, turn over. Says now Toshma coming here. It says La Yispadu, these Rishoyim you should not give a hespit for them. La Yifru, you should not bury them. Why? To have a little kapara, nor there should not be a kapara for them. So see clearly that the ikur of kvura is for a kapara. Even though Toysa speaks out that Avada, really they are both Inyanim. Avada is an Inyan, he should not be mavuzi in the eyes of the people. The people should not like look at him, see him get disintegrated, see him right away. And there's also an Inyan of a kapara. The shal was what's the main thing? And that's Gemara's maskana, that the main thing of a kfura, of burying somebody, is mishum kapara, that he has a forgiveness, the fact they bury him. But our kol potam laloch is brought down that if somebody quenches maskana, that the inyan of kfura is mishum kapara, the girl according to Gemara, somebody says he does not want it, so we do not have to bury him. However, the Allah has brought down now that afilu mi shein loy momin shetziva v'yam ha'atik biruhu ein shem loy, even if somebody does not have any money. Like if he has money, so for sure he can't tell other people to bury him, because he's putting the matl, the money, comes from the tzibur, that you can't do. But even in the case that the person himself does not have any money, so anyway the tzibur would have to pay for it. If he says not to do it, the Allah is ein shem loy, we do not listen to him. And the Shach says, Mishum diika bizyuna dechai, because I call upon the mishpacha will have an embarrassment. So mishum the embarrassment of the mishpacha, of the people that are alive, we still have a chiyuv to make a kfura. Kfura has to be that they are both in yonim in kfura. There's the inyan of a kapara, and there's also this inyan mishum bizyuna dechai, we do not want the live people, the mishpacha, to be embarrassed, the fact to see the relative here running away. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Has peda, that is an Indian to give a hesped, give a eulogy, and somebody that's nice, yikara dechai, is like respect for the people that are here, that are alive. It's respect for the mishpacha. Yikara dechive heavy. No, it's a respect, it's yikara for the mace himself. That's the Indian of giving the hesped. And the Gemara says, "Lamaynas kamina, what's the difference? The yoma loytisavduhu lahu garv, the person left over at Savo before he died, he does not want to have any hesped in him. or else inam yiras lafukim yorshim. Let's say you have to pay money for the hespid. Who has to pay? If it's an yikor of the shiva, so then he could be meichel, or else the yorshim have to pay for it. But if it's yikor of the chayim, for the people that are alive, then he can't be meichel because the chayim here still want it. The Rashi says, "Inam la'afukim yorshim." Rashi says, "Al korchem, like by force, scharas avdonim, to pay the money. The people that come to say has paid them. Like then, they used to sing, they used to cry. Then you used to have to pay them. So it's like this: if the locher is that a hesped is for the respect of the mace, kiom malotis avdu tzaisinim. If the mace himself said before he died, I do not want a hesped, so we listen to him. V'loy." Omar, let's say the mace did not say, but v'yarm yorshim, one of the yorshim said, l'nichalon, we do not want to make this hespid, kafinu lohu, then we force them, because as respect to the mace, you have to do it. But v'yikor v'dechayu, if it's respect for the chayim, the people that are alive, l'didei l'itzasinun, then we do not listen to the person that was a mace, even though he said he does not want a hespid, still we make a hespid. But l'yorshim tzasinun, if the yorshim said they do not want to pay for it, we listen to them. Because it's for the respect of the Yorshim, therefore they do not want it, we do not force it upon them. That's the Shiloh. Whose covet is it that we're giving the spade? Is it for the people that are alive, for the Yorshim, for the Mishpacha, for the Bnei Yisrael, or is it for the mace? So Mara says, Toshima, the Pesuk says, Vayovo Yavrom, Lispa the Sarah, Uluv Kaiso. Avraham Avinu came to give a hespit for Sarah and to cry for her. And Mishtam, it delayed, that the Kfurul was like delayed until Avraham Avinu came. Now, v'yam with mishum yikor the chai, who, if it's the pshat is for the respect of the chai Avram, mishum yikor the Avram, mashalo l'sor, is it nice like to leave over, not to bury sorrow right away, because you want to give respect to Avram, and l'chur, the respect of the chai is not doicha, the mitzvah kfur right away. Torah says, no, I'll tell you, Sara Gufa, Nichola, here's Sara herself was happy with it. Kihecha de miyate b'Avram. She would be happy that Avram would have respect from this, so therefore she herself would want it. Like Rashi says, Mashallah the Sarum, Achibu Avram, mi base like Hades Yitzchak, to be the Siv, Ayovi Avram, Nichlaudi Ishosal, Ihevi Hosam. That at the time when Sara died, Avram was not there. It was first later when he heard about it that he came, and they waited for him. So Marintas, here it's different. Here, even for Sarah's sake, she would also want Avram to be there. So therefore, they were allowed to wait with the Kfur until Avram came. Mar says, Toshma. The Softulai call Yisrael the Kovaroisai. The whole Klaisai made a husband, they buried him. Now, we are with Mishum Yikorah the Chayhu, it was the respect for the people that are alive. Hanech B'nei Yikorah Ninu. Are these people B'nei Yikorah Ninu? All the people left over there by Yeravim were Rishoyim. So what they need to give a hesped there to give respect to the Rishoyim. So Mara says, yes, that since the Nais was their Tzadik, Tzadikim like that other people have respect because of them. So for the sake of the Nais, we would make a hesped that the people alive would have some covet. So therefore there's no proof, it could be, it's still for respect of the Chai. Just even though the Chai Yimat Rishoyim, the Tzadikim want that. Now the opposite, with Toshma, it says, Lo Yispedu Vlo Yikru, you should not give him a hesped. So what's the reason why? I, Luchur, the people that are alive, Rashi, the people that are alive, what Tzadikim? So as the Yikor of the Chai, we should still give a Rosh a hesped. So Mara says, no, the tzaddikim do not want to have respect from Rishoyim. Therefore, since the person that's dead is a Rosha, even though the husband would be a Yikara for the Chai and the people that are alive, the tzaddikim do not want that. So still there's no proof. So Mara says, Toshma, come in here. It says in the Pasuk, Bisholim Thomas, and peace he should die. Over Miss Rafois Avoisecho, should be burnt up with your father. Hamlochim are returned of the first kings, Hashahoyle Fenechos before you. Can Yisubullah, is that the same way you'll be burnt? For Ahoy, Odon Yisbudulon, and they will give you a hespit. Now, V'yomrit, if you tell me now, Mishubikor de Chayu, my Nafkuleminei, what's the difference? Oh, that there'll be a hespit or not. It says there, on Titio Nemo, that there'll be a hesped. But if it's not for his respect, what did Hashem have to tell him for? If it will be a kavod for him, it's good. But if it's not a kavod for him, it's a kavod for the other people. So what does Hashem have to tell it to him for? Tomorrow says, Ha'olki kamalei liyikura bach Yisrael ki hecha de misyakre babesecha. So the answer is this is what he meant to say. That Hokikamale, Liyakra Bakhoy Yisrael Khaisol, have a covenant and have respect through you, Kihecha de Misiakri Babasecha. The same way they had a covenant through your father. Senechnami, it could still be that the locker of Hesped is Yikoro de Chai, and when these took him there are no proof yet. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape. Again, it's Mem Zayin.